We made this protest camp at the Oranienplatz because Oranienplatz is a historic space for the refugee movement. And we made this festival, which we called Building Bridges. Our main purpose was to bring refugee women together, group working with feminist issues, and try to see how we can work together, because we realize it's not so easy to work together and the solidarity is not so much. Sometimes it's shown a bit, but after an action, it's all over. And yeah, to see how we can work in solidarity with one another.
If I got that right with the festival, you wanted to initiate closer bonds with other organizations and other feminist organizations, maybe. Why is that so important and what are the problems?
We are all fighting like things like discrimination, racism, sexism, but everybody is fighting it from a different corner, and we don't, the solidarity, you know, really lacks, because even for this weekend, very few groups were in solidarity. Others is just one person coming alone, just as an individual. So this is was one of our topics, like how can we work together, not just as an individual. I can support this, you know, like this demonstration or this workshop or whatever. And yeah, and to bring, like I said, refugee issues into the open, like the refugee laws and all this, and also the women issues, especially for refugee women living in lagers, because it's very important also to show how we are living in the camps, and this is also why we need this solidarity from other groups to bring these things into the society and to show that refugee women are living in isolation with no privacy, facing a lot of sexual harassment and violations, and maybe some people are aware of the murder which Lille was committed in one of the lagers in Bladenburg recently. And also that other women are still there and they are afraid and they should get out. And this is why we also have this campaign as Women in Exile and Friends about no lagers for women and close all lagers. They are in isolation and it seems like the rest of the society don't want to know that they are there, or they think they are comfortable there.
So you wanted to, or you also did bring more attention to the situation of refugee women, like to use the term you are using as well, in the refugee camps?
Yeah, we had some lawyers talking about the new refugee laws, and we can see they are getting worse and tighter every day. And this is also bringing a lot of women under stress and trauma, because most of them are waiting to be deported, but they don't know where. And they are there, they don't have a future, they have no perspective in the society, they are waiting. And it's not easy, because they didn't come all the way to be deported. They came because they were going through all that problem. Most of the women are also like already affected by feminist issues in their like discrimination and all that from their origin countries, and then they come here and the other women don't have even solidarity with them. And this is also the solidarity we are looking for, that also that all these women issues are human rights issues, and not one group or one individual can fight for them, but you know, it is the collective people who believe in humanity who should fight up, you know.
So that is also something you mentioned in the press release for the protest camp. You wrote that you feel that there's not enough true solidarity. What does this mean for you? What kind of solidarity are you hoping for?
Like I said, the type of solidarity I'm looking for, or what I hope for, what we hope for, is like people to be open with one another, to talk things out, because this way, I mean, we can find ways of working together and bringing issues together, not just because I belong to this society and my aim is to fight about equal pay, because there are other women left behind there who don't even have the opportunity or have no right to work. They are illegal people in this society who don't even know where they'll sleep the next day, because they don't even want to come out into the open, because they feel if they do, then this is, they'll be put in the system and they will be deported and all this. So these are all issues which the other women should work in solidarity with and fight this discrimination. And, you know, like we always say, there are these campaigns of saying that no one is illegal, which is true. We are in a global world and everybody has a right to move to where they want to and make a living out where they are.
You just also described one problem, like, for example, that feminist organizations from Germany maybe that are campaigning for equal pay, that they have a completely different situation from what they are talking for. Could you talk a bit more about these differences between the existing feminist organizations here and why maybe there's not so much cooperation yet?
The thing is that we as women should have solidarity with one another and see that everybody is having the same or is enjoying some privileges in the society, not that some people are living in isolation and earning 8% per hour while we are fighting to be in higher places. Good, we want all to live there, but to not forget the people who are down there, who are suffering, who are living in trauma. Because if they are part of the society is not happy, even if the other part goes so up, they will not also be happy.
You already described a lot of the issues you were talking about this weekend, and you're campaigning for with the protest camp at Oranienplatz that is now over. But after this weekend, what are your plans for the next campaigns and maybe for corporations?
We have a lot of ideas, but we have not discussed them. We have first to do the evaluation of how this weekend was and how what type of solidarity we got and which one we didn't, what we were expecting, and then we can move on from there and start building these bridges we are talking about, because this is all about building bridges between the refugee groups, women groups, refugee women, and also the women without a refugee background who are living in the society.
Thank you. So I don't know if you have something that you would like to share with me, which I didn't ask yet.
Yeah, maybe I would ask for this solidarity from everybody who believes in human rights, and also support for our work. This is what I would wish for from the people who are, fighting human rights and refugee rights.